You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good afternoon, everyone. Our special guest today in this special edition of our Facebook Live is Julia Nalivaiko. Hi, Julia. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for getting my name right. I really appreciate that, Beatrice.
So the name is Nalivaiko?
Nalivaiko. It's Ukrainian.
Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. You are Ukrainian, Aussie-Ukrainian.
That's right. Born
Aussie-Ukrainian. So our interview today is in English because Julia did a special documentary on Brazilian forró. O forrozinho brasileiro, aquele, in Sydney. So that's all, no? Together we dance. Julia, why your interest in Brazilian forró?
Well, because forró is amazing, as I discovered. I found forró because I've been dancing for a number of years, doing salsa and other things. And when I discovered forró, I just fell in love with the dance. It's new here in Sydney. It's only been around for a couple of years, so it's kind of still, you know, kind of hidden out of view from dancers. But I found it and I loved it and I love the feel of the community. People are so warm and friendly and fell in love with it.
And it started with Brazilians, so you met the Brazilians through forró?
Yeah.
Or you met forró through Brazilians?
Well, I was already doing another Brazilian dance called Zouk. Maybe you know it, I don't know.
Yes.
And so I was already kind of part of the kind of Brazilian dancing community. And forró was just kind of on the outside of it. And so bit by bit, I just got to know one from the other.
And the idea about the documentary, how it came about?
It came about because, so I went to a forró night here in Sydney, which was on Tuesday, or still is on Tuesday nights at Redfern Community Centre, to see what it's like once I was aware of the community. And I arrived there and I instantly just fell in love with the atmosphere there. It was so warm and friendly and people were so welcoming, and it was unlike any other kind of dance scene that I had experienced.
It's also a couples dance, no?
It's a couples dance, yeah. It's, you know, it takes a little time to learn, but, you know, it's fun to learn. The whole process is really fun and enjoyable, and people were just enjoying themselves, and it was a wonderful kind of atmosphere. And I got to know Augusto, who's the kind of founder of this community.
Sydney Forró Dance.
Sydney Forró Dance, that's right. I got to know how he came to start it and what his kind of motivations were when he was doing it, which was to bring together this vibrant community and to kind of, you know, bring values of love and joy and happiness to everyday life. He was doing this on a volunteer basis, him and a whole bunch of other volunteers who were teaching and coming every week. And it just created such a great environment. And I wanted to help, you know, spread forró once I'd witnessed it. So I approached them and said, guys, do you want some promotion materials made? You know, I have a video production background, so I wanted to just do what I could. And then through the process, I also met my collaborator on this project, Phil Taylor, who I sort of met through the community as well, and who's an editor here at SBS, as it happens. And just through our collaborative effort, we actually ended up making this 10-minute documentary, which is a much bigger project we intended, but we're thrilled with it.
Later, this will become a story on our webpage, SBS Portuguese, and then the video, the documentary will be there as well for people to check. How did you plan this documentary? I watch it. Such a beautiful story.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the plan was really, we wanted to convey what it feels, what partner dancing feels like, and specifically for hot. You know, a lot of the Western cultures, Australia specifically, dancing and partner dancing are seen as a very, you know, stigmatized thing it's reserved for kind of just very few talented people. It's seen as a kind of competitive activity. Through, you know, actually learning to partner dance, people realize that that's not the case, that it's actually all about just coming together and having fun, and it's for everyone. So that was the, you know, that was the part of the what brings people together is what gave us the idea. So we really wanted to focus on that, on normal people, learning to dance and what it brings to their lives. So that's kind of the story we came up with, is just getting people to tell us how they came to it, what it means to them.
And who did you find in this community of Forró? What kind of people? Is there anything in common they have in common?
They're people from everywhere, all walks of life, all backgrounds, all ages.
It's really democratic.
It's very democratic. Of course, there were lots of Brazilians because, you know, naturally when they come to Australia, they're drawn to their own community. But there are also people from everywhere. But I think the thing that they all have in common is the desire to connect, the desire to play, have fun and connect with other people, and also a fearlessness to actually go and do that, because, you know, lots of people would like to do it, but it takes that extra little step to be brave enough to start the journey of dancing.
And you think, of course, Forró is a dance, is music as well, a style of music. So they come together with the triangle and the accordion.
Zabumba.
A bumba. Of course, all brings together. Do you think that through music and dance, people can change their lives?
I absolutely
you
think
believe.
That. I actually don't think that. I know that because I have seen it happen throughout. You know, I've been dancing for quite a few years, and in different dance scenes, I've seen it happen many, many times. People go through something, you know, maybe really difficult in life, a difficult phase. They feel a bit lost, and often something like that brings them to dancing, especially if they're not. If it's not already part of their, you know, background and they're not already familiar with it. So they really have to step out of their comfort zone to go to something like that often. But they come to it and they just find a community, and they find a way to express themselves and to enjoy themselves that they've never had before. And it brings them like a whole new, you know, lease on life, a whole new way to play. It's amazing in so many ways.
So you think it could be a good thing for depression or anxiety or
100% for so many of the ailments that we suffer from in our society at the moment. I think loneliness and isolation have been already named to be some of the biggest problems that we have in the modern world, and you know, loss of kind of community and all the things that we used to have in the past. And I think dance is like the best possible replacement for that you can think of.
And you think Brazilians have something different in their relation with music and dance?
I absolutely do, because I think Forró has been you know, very popular in Brazil for many years, the music and the dance more and more over the last 20 years. I think it's been becoming more popular, but Brazilians kind of have never lost this feeling of rhythm and of enjoyment of music and of kind of this lack of self-consciousness, I guess, when it comes to dancing. And this, they're not you know,
don't care what the others would think.
Yeah, no, not quite as much. I think they're much more open to kind of have physical contact. And even though lots of Brazilians come to Sydney Forró dance and they've actually never danced Forró before, but often, you know, they're just a little bit more. It's a bit closer for them to come to it, I think. So it's a cultural thing that a lot of South America has, but, you know, Brazil especially. And it's a wonderful thing. I think we all need to absorb more of that in our culture here.
And what is the trajectory of the documentary? I understand now it is on SBS On Demand, no?
Yes.
So you can invite people to watch there.
It's available on SBS On Demand as the title Sydney Forró Dance. Or, of course, you can watch it as well on Facebook, where we've called it Together We Dance.
How it happened for SBS to make it available on their platform? Your documentary. It's not easy as well, no? To be there.
not easy. But I guess the documentary really aligned with the SBS values. And because we were, my collaborator, as I said, is an editor at SBS. So he was able to approach the content people, and they liked it, and they agreed that it should be seen by a wider audience.
And now you are also a member of SBS, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So how it happened?
As of a couple of weeks ago. It kind of wasn't really related, but I've been working in TV production for a while now, specifically in documentaries, and you know, my values also kind of largely align with those of SBS. So yeah, I'm now in the content, in a commissioned content team.
Just just 2 weeks joining SBS. And what mm-hmm. is your history? How do you come into the world of video production and documentaries? What is your background?
A little bit randomly. My background, actually, I used to work in hospitality. I was a chef for a little while even. But I've always been, I guess I've always been fascinated by being able to influence opinion through storytelling. And specifically telling stories that actually matter and communicating something that can, you know, enlighten someone's life. And so I kind of started bit by bit through some sort of friends' connections, getting into documentaries. Then I, fairly shortly after that, I actually did a documentary where I travelled back to Russia and Ukraine, where I kind of explored my background and my roots and kind of post-communist life over there. And, you know, it was such a great experience to do that kind of cemented my desire to keep doing it. So.
And you were born in Ukraine and came to Australia. How old were you?
I was 12, but we'd moved to France for a few years first. So I kind of came to Australia via France. And, you know,
why did your family decide to come to Australia?
Well,
your parents, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it was at that time, sort of soon after the collapse of the Soviet Union, things were tough, you know, economically and in every other way. And
well, there are Ukrainians in the whole Europe. Now, I know in Portugal, there are a lot.
we are everywhere. This is true, yeah. I guess the opportunity arose for, you know, my father in his work to come and work in Australia. He's a neuroscientist. So he was able to get a permanent placement here, and we ended up on the other side of the world, and we, you know, couldn't be happier about being here.
And you've been back to Ukraine and Russia. How was this return to your origins, your roots?
It was interesting. It was, you know, in some ways it was like, you know, going back to something so familiar, and in other ways it was like going to a completely different place, because in the time that I had left, it really has changed completely, going from, you know, just post-communism to basically, you know, being a capitalist society now. So it was fascinating. I've met like a wide array of people from all walks of life as well, and it was great to be able to see, you know, the big picture of what's happening in a country kind of told through the stories of the people that their actual daily lives.
And back to your documentary Together It Is, the Brazilian forró in Sydney. What are your plans for this documentary from now on? What do you think you can do with it more?
Well, maybe you have some good advice for me on what I can do with it. Well, I guess, you know, it's on a platform now that's quite accessible for a lot of people. But I would love to keep exploring the subject in more detail, maybe in a future documentaries. You know, Brazilian dance, partner dance in general, as I said, I think it has like everything to offer people. So,
and you are a dancer.
I'm yourself. Of course, I'm a dancer. Yeah,
Julia Nalivaico, the director of the documentary Together We Dance, Brazilian Forró in Sydney. Just go Sydney.
Sydney Forró Dance.
Forró Dance. They are on Facebook as well. They have classes in Redfern, no?
They have classes at Redfern. So you can go to the website, which is sydneyforró.com.au, or Facebook, Sydney Forró Dance. I think we're on Instagram as well. We have classes and social dancing every Tuesday at Redfern Community Centre, and now every Friday as well from 6:30 at The Settlement, which is another community venue in Redfern. So we've been doing very well. So it's great that we're able to expand and offer more to people.
Join the movement.
Join the movement, literally.
Okay, Julia Nalivaico, thank you very much. Phil Taylor, I know our colleague from SBS also working with you. Congratulations on a beautiful documentary. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's dance, huh?
Yeah,
let's
thank dance. You, everyone. Bye-bye.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.